Hello, my name is Carney. You should reach the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I have a question about that, about the testing site. I know that there are several CVS locations that have the vaccine available.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm not eligible until March 22nd. So do I have to wait, or can they, if I go in there and they say, yeah, we have it available, can I get it?
You should be able to, ma'am, because like I said, everybody, I'm not actually the vaccine line. I'm actually where I can tell you where to go get coronavirus, but I know about the registration line. The registration line, they only pre-register everybody in for just the county, the health departments in your area, and they're not accepting appointments. So if you see any CVS drive-through, anything of that nature that's doing the vaccines, I'll run with it. Just because they're moving faster than the health departments, they'll go ahead and get you in because they're not, you know, they're not connected with us. So I don't know what all they do on their end.
Yeah, see, if you register online, you have to indicate that you're in one of those priority groups. And
yes.
If you're not, then it kicks you out. But at the same time, if you know that they've got the vaccine, and I mean, they're like, yeah, we've got the vaccine. We don't. So I don't want to be dishonest, but at the same time, if nobody's taking those vaccines, I want to go ahead and get mine.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I say I don't know how they actually do with those other locations, but I'm sure that they're moving faster than us because I would say going on 3 months, they've been pre-registering on that line, and they still haven't told them, you know, gave them a heads up on when to do the actual appointments. They're still pre-registering.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to get arrested and go to jail or anything, but at the same time, I'm considered high risk, and I'm just like, I can't believe that I haven't been able to get tested anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had four people in my office that have tested positive, and I'm working. So, anyway, okay. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
All right, you too.